We'll get the pens out and the rugby league form guide, the big league, because we're about to sit down with the guru in David Middleton and get his thoughts. And Burke, he's had a little bit of the head wobble. Did you see that as he walked in?
Yeah. You can get the head wobble when you get 8 from 8, don't you? Not 7 from 8.
TK, 7 from 8 was about average last week. They're all favourites too.
All favourites.
So there's not a head wobble, I'm telling you.
We're nearly getting to that stage of the year, Middo, too, when you're sitting down doing a bit of form. The sides that have lost touch with the 8, you know, there's not a great deal of motivation for them.
No, exactly right. No, and it's tough for them, isn't it?
And the others are super keen because they've either got to maintain that or try and secure top 4.
That's right. So there's a bit of a gap between the top eight or nine teams and the rest, and we've still got 6 weeks to run. So that makes it tough on those also ran teams.
Look, crystal balling. I still think the Panthers might be a game short.
I think you might be right too. Yeah. It's tough. They've got to keep winning, and that's not easy when the teams ahead of them are winning.
Mm. No Matty Moylan.
Yeah.
This weekend.
That's a problem, although, you know, when Nathan Cleary has had to take charge, he's been outstanding. And, you know, I think the Panthers need to do a bit of tinkering there when Matt Moylan is in the lineup, late in the tackle count. I think it's got to be Cleary's ball more often than not, because he's developing into an outstanding game manager, as they say, isn't he? You know, he knows how to finish a set, whereas there's a lot of frantic play when Moylan touches the ball. They often run the ball on the last. I think the way Cleary has managed things has been, you know, outstanding.
There was chat after the Origin about Cleary, about stepping up and playing State of Origin. Is he there yet? Or one of the arguments was Panthers sit ninth. So you need someone perhaps who's leading the charge and being at the top of the table.
I think the argument more from people like Phil Gould is what's around him. Is there the support around him to be able to cope with that environment? And Gus is probably saying at the moment, the way things are, probably not going to help him. You know, he's old enough, you know, and there's been players younger than him to play Origin before, but there have been players who have been his age and have been cast aside pretty quick. You know, you remember Jared Mullen back in 2007 or 2008. Different players,
Jared
sure
was a running player.
But, you know, once a team was beaten heavily, they just get discarded and that's they don't get another look in. So, you know, there has to be that infrastructure, the strength around him.
It'd be like the Cameron Munster walking into this Queensland
totally
outfit.
Right. And totally.
Then playing a game of his life.
Yeah.
Totally.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Well, by the time next Origin series comes around, Nathan would have played roughly the same amount of games as Cameron, not at a younger age, but still about the same amount of games. The Panthers $1.42, Middo. The Bulldogs $2.85. But keep in mind, no Matt Moylan for the Panthers.
Yeah, and the one thing that could be a problem for the Panthers is a hint of complacency, because they'll still have fresh in their memories a 38-0 win against the Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium not that long ago. You know, and the Dogs tend to fire up when there's a bit of talk in the camp and a bit of rumbling going on. James Graham's back from injury. Look, I don't think the Dogs can do it, because their attack is just not functioning. They just seem to get in each other's way more often than not, and they're a pretty ordinary last week against the Broncos. I can't see them improving much, or not enough to trouble Penrith.
Warriors, Cronulla, $1.60. Cronulla, Warriors, $2.35. Yeah. Again, one of those teams sitting outside the top eight. What have they got to play for?
Yeah, that's the trouble for the Warriors. But the Sharks, there's no James Maloney. 2 weeks ago when the Sharks played the Titans, they were smashed. I think maybe the conditions had a fair bit to do with that night. They didn't look that interested.
Well, underwater up at Robina. But New Brown will play the 5/8 and Bird stays in the centres.
Capable player, New Brown, as well. Yeah. So, look, I think they can go over there and win the Sharks. They've got a good record against the Warriors. And, you know, as we say, Warriors, not much to play for. No Johnson, no chance.
Clint Gutherson out with that ACL. He's been one of the best for Power. $2.75 now outside is $1.45. That would have been closer if Gutherson was playing.
It doesn't really matter where he's played this year, whether he's played centre, wing, fullback. He's had a huge influence on the Parramatta game, and they'll miss him. He's a really popular part of the team as well, a real focus of the team. He's equal leading try scorer for the Eels this year. He's their goal kicker as well. He will be a huge loss for Parramatta, and I'm tipping the Broncos to come down to ANZ Stadium and win that game. It's rare for these teams to meet at ANZ, but funnily enough, the Broncos have got a better record against Parramatta in Sydney than they do in Brisbane, so I'll tip the Broncos to win.
And this was something last week which no one foresaw. Dragons, 30-0 at halftime against Manly. Obviously, they come up against Newcastle this weekend. That should be a late amateur.
It should be. It's a 3 o'clock game on Saturday, and the conditions up there are expected to be, 27 degrees. 27, I think they're talking about it being the hottest day in 20 years or
40
something.
40 years of winter or something.
Something ridiculous. So you had a look at what the Dragons did in the sunshine at Wind Stadium last week, and I reckon this young fullback, Matt Dufty, might have a field day against the Knights. Well, the one sobering thought for the Dragons is what Newcastle did to them not that long ago at Cogra, where they were down 10-0, led 28-10 at half time, the Knights, before being run down. The Dragons, I don't think, will fall into that trap again. I think they'll win well at Newcastle, where they've won 11 of their last 12 games.
Wow. I mean, did he score 54 tries or something last year?
He scored in a ridiculous 20s? Number. Not, I think maybe that was his... That's his total.
That's a bit...
And close to the record in the Holden Cup.
Yeah. That might have been over 2 years.
That's over a period. Yeah,
it was...
He's a talent.
He pinballs, doesn't he?
He's like a talent.
Little, but he's tough. He bounces and just keeps going.
Yep.
South Sydney, $2.50 up against Canberra, $1.53. No Soliola.
Yeah, not the only Canberra player suspended. Jordan Rapana's out as well. And Josh Papali serving the second week of a suspension. So they've got three men watching from the stands, the Raiders. And then in a little bit of a mess, aren't they, Canberra? And really little chance. They're still talking up their chances of winning every game to make the eight. But I can't see them winning six from six. South have had a reshuffle. Michael Maguire has shaken things up a little bit with Alex Johnson going back to fullback. And Walker into 5'8" alongside Reynolds, and Farrow's gone back to the bench for Damien Cook. So maybe that shake-up will have a bit of an effect on the Rabbits. I'm going to tip them to beat the Raiders. They've been close the last few weeks, South, so I'll tip them to win.
What about BJ Lewis stats this year compared to last year? Like, they're chalk and cheese, aren't they?
Yeah, he had that offload in his game last year. He was a top offloader in the NRL last year, and that combination he had on the right side with Rapana, it's really fallen away even through the course of this season. They're just not as effective as they were.
It's interesting, isn't it, how it seasons roll on and some things just don't happen.
Well, they were one of the top fancies for the Premiership, weren't 100%. They, at the start?
And they've just, they're struggling at the moment. Well, struggling. They're outside that top eight anyhow. 2 versus 5. Roosters up against Cowboys. You've taken the Roosters.
Good game. It should be a good contest, this one. Still no Jake Friend or Michael Gordon for the Roosters. Cordner has been selected. So they'll have most of their origin talent there, the Roosters. And against the Cowboys side, they don't have a good record at Allianz. And maybe that was the reason I leaned toward the Roosters here. They've lost something like their last 5 or 6 games at Allianz Stadium. It's a tough one. It'll be a good contest, but I'll tip the Roosters in a tight contest.
Yep. The fact that they've won their last 4 without Thurston's quite
exactly
remarkable,
right.
Isn't it? Melbourne, $1.62. No Billy Slater. Cameron Smith, keep a watch on this game, everybody. Cameron Smith might not play. $1.62 up against Manly, $2.30.
It's the obvious key, isn't it, to tipping this game. And they say that Smith's injury has improved quite a lot over the last couple of days. So you wonder why Bellamy would risk him at this time of the season. But it's a pretty important game in the context of the minor premiership. If they were to lose a game, the Roosters can join them at the top of the ladder. So it's an important one, and it would be his 350th top grade game. So they've got a fair bit in place to celebrate that as well. I'll go with the Storm, but the Manly side are a big danger bouncing back from that last week's loss with Blake Green back, but still no Corrissau.
He's been named, by the way.
Yeah,
Cameron. Which
yes,
if he plays, just proves he's truly a freak.
He's got that pec injury at the moment.
And he's been troubled by it for some time. Actually, they were talking about it after Origin 1.
Yeah, well.
So it's been there for a while.
Check the history books.
Exactly.
That's
which
right.
You do pretty often.
Yeah. Final game of the week, Gold Coast up against the West Tigers. Gold Coast, sure thing here, aren't they?
Yeah, well, again, one of those games where teams may struggle for motivation. You tip the Titans at home. They did beat West Tigers at Campbelltown a few weeks back. No Conrad Hurrell for the Titans. But yeah, I think Gold Coast on home soil should take care of the Tigers.
There you go, $1.28 up against the West Tigers, $3.70. If you have Minnow all up, $35.22 for the all up. We'll tweet that, we'll Facebook that, we'll social media that. I don't know what else you do.
We can chat about it.
But I heard you asked a question before 8 o'clock, TK, about Manly and the Dragons last week.
Yeah, I did. I'll go back and get it. It was. Can you ask David Middleton, has any team scored as many points as Manly with one less man on the field in the history of the game?
Yeah, well, they scored 3 tries while Lussick was in the sin bin last Sunday. I reckon there have been teams that have scored twice with a player in the bin, but I can't recall a team scoring that many. They had massive momentum at the time, didn't they?
Yeah, well, the week before, they conceded two tries one side with a bloke in the bin. But I just left the room and I came back in and my little bloke said, oh, Manly's had a bloke sent to the bin. Guess who? Darcy Lussick. Exactly, I got it.
So Walker had scored the first try for Manly just after half time before Lussick was binned. And so, then Joey Lussick scored on debut and they scored twice more. And the momentum swing sometimes can be a conversion that misses. Jackson Hastings missed with a relatively easy conversion, and the game changed again straight after that.
Just imagine if you're Lussick and you're sitting on the sideline and three tries are being scored. If you're captain, you just say, mate, just have a rest for a little while, won't you?
And that's the week after the hair pull too.
Just stay off. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Discipline's not so big. Good on you, Middo.
Thanks, boys.
David,
see you next week.